This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you all doing? Alhamdulillah, night number 18. And really, next week Sunday could be Eid. So we have just about 10 days or a little bit more than that to do as much ibadat as we can. And we ask that we keep each other in the du'as, that this is the prime time for us to have our sins forgiven. And especially the surahs we've been discussing these past few nights. And really these four surahs, if we remember Surah Al-Zalzala, Surah Al-Adiyat, Surah Al-Qari'ah, and tonight's surah, Surah Al-Takathur, they are four surahs that go hand in hand. They go together and they speak about the same subject matter, about Qiyamah on the one hand and about life. So if we remember slightly that Surah Al-Zalzala spoke about this earthquake of Qiyamah that will shake out all the bodies. The earth will give birth basically to the dead. And Allah will search within the graves and take out what is in our chests, what is true. And we'll be questioned on that. And whatever good we will see, whatever good we've done, it will be shown to us. Whatever bad we have done, it will be shown to us. Surah Al-Adiyat was about those horses running. Allah is asking you, what are you chasing after and running after? And how ungrateful we are with His blessings. And then last night we spoke about Al-Qari'ah. What was Al-Qari'ah? The calamity of Qiyamah. And there's this place called Hawiyah, this massive hole filled with fire. And may Allah protect us for those whose scales are light. So Allah brings all those themes together in the surah and really puts our life into perspective. Allah begins the surah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر ألهاكم التكاثر. Now ألهاكم, it comes from لهو. Lahu is to play. Lahu is a game that you do that wastes your time. And alhaakum, it's that thing which keeps you distracted from something important. So you know, the spinner that you play with when you have an exam tomorrow, or the WhatsApp that you're looking at, or the Facebook you're looking at when you have an exam tomorrow. This thing is what distracts you. So Allah says something is distracting you from something else which is very important. And what is distracting us? At-takathur. Takathur comes from the word kathir, means a lot. So the plenty, the acquisition of a lot of things, the desire for many things, is keeping us distracted from the real reality. At-takathur here is about greed. It implies wanting more and more and more. So Allah is saying, when will it be enough? Think about the thing you want the most. Now if you acquire that, will you be happy? Will you be satisfied? Or will you want to go after something else? And something else, and something else, and something else. When will it be enough? So Allah is saying in this ayah, this constant race and chasing after a destination that you will never get to, is keeping you busy and distracted from what is important. There's something more important you are losing focus on. And this alhaakum on this, and it's very interesting on the scale of af'ala, it is all of you, Allah is saying all of humanity, every single person, you fall into this category. You are chasing after something that you are never going to reach, you'll never be satisfied, and it keeps you distracted from the reality. So when will you finally wake up and see the reality? حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ Until the day you visit the grave. Meaning, the distraction and the delusion and the mirage of life will continue until it will finally, you will finally wake up when you zurtumul maqabir, make ziyara, like to visit the maqabir, the cemetery, meaning the day you die. And Sayyidina Ali said that basically we are dead until the day we die when we actually become alive. He said life is like that. That we live, most of us live a life where we are actually dead, and when we die, we actually finally wake up. So Allah says, the day you enter the grave, this you finally will realize the reality of life. But it's too late. Also a very small minority tafsiriya. حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ means until you visit the grave, meaning the day you enter the grave, meaning the day we die, the day you maningal, basically. But another side opinion is, you will only realize the reality of life when you physically make ziyara of the cemeteries. When you go to the maqbara and you look at the people in the graves and you see someone being buried, that feeling you'd have just for that moment will wake you up. Meaning, visit the cemeteries often and think about death. And interest, and we'll get to this later on, but death in the Quran, Allah says, worship Allah until you get to yaqeen. Yaqeen means certainty. And what is certain? Death. The only thing that is certain, we say, is death. And that word is going to come a lot in this surah. So Allah says, you are being distracted, you are wasting your time, until you visit the grave. Kalla sawfa ta'alamun. No. Allah saying, kalla. Like, I'm warning you. Soon you are going to know. Soon. Sawfa means very, very soon. All of you are going to realize this. Thumma kalla sawfa ta'alamun. I'll say it to you again. You are going to know very soon. You know, it's like someone telling you, I'm warning you. And I'm telling you for sure, again, I give you a second warning. You're going to know very soon. Kalla law ta'lamuna ilma al-yaqeen. Surely indeed, if you were to know with that clear certainty, if you actually realize the certainty of what's over past death, Allah sees the akhirah. Allah says, if only you could see what's waiting for you. If only you could have that knowledge of certainty of the life after death. La tarawunna al-jahim. Now this word, la tarawunna al-jahim. Tara is to see. So if you were to see the jahim, jahim is jahannam. But Allah add that lam, la, and that noon with a shadda. Basically each lam and that noon with a shadda means surely, and it's double. So surely, you will surely see al-jahim. Al-jahim is jahannam. But what it really means in the literal sense, Jahim is that posture a predator has when it surrounds its prey and it's about to pounce. And he's staring at that prey and they're frozen with fear. That is Jahannam. Jahannam physically is alive and it surrounds its prey and it stares. That's called Jahim. When that fire looks at the people of Jahannam about to pounce on it and cover it in flames, Allah calls that Jahim. So you will see. Meaning, you will look back at Jahannam looking at you with certainty. Allah is saying, you will surely see this motion, this point in time. ثُمَّ لَتَرَهُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِيمِ. You're not only going to know and see it, you're going to see it with your eyes. Surely you will be looking back at Jahannam, staying at you, ready to pounce on you. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. And surely on that day, this day when Jahannam will come alive and Jahannam will surround us, you will be asked on the joys and comforts of life. So the surah began with what? You are chasing and pursuing the comforts of life. And Allah says the thing that people are going to go put them in Jahannam is the questioning of their comforts and joys. The thing that you are trying to acquire so much, you're going to be questioned about every single one of that things. Every cent, every minute, every second, every luxury, Allah is going to question you. And in the hadith we know that the Prophet said, whoever is questioned in detail, every single one is going to fail. If you are audited in detail on Qiyamah, no one's going to pass that audit. But some will have an easy questioning. And therefore Allah says that if you use your blessings, nothing wrong to be rich and to want the joys and good things in life, but how you use it and how you pursue it. That as the ulama mentioned, you must have Allah in your heart, the dunya in your hand, but Allah in your heart, not the dunya in your heart. That you need to ask yourself, the things I'm pursuing, why do I pursue those things? Because I'll be asked for them. What answer will I give to Allah for the millions He gives me, the power He gives me, the eloquence He gives me, the beauty He gives me? The knowledge is given me. What's the answer I'm going to give to Allah when He asks me about that? To protect us from that Jahim, when we see the fire of Jahannam, and those things will push us into Jahannam. May Allah protect us. May Allah grant all the blessings that we have to be a hujjah for us. May it be count in our scales of goodness and not against us on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah keep us safe from Jahannam, from the Qari'ah, from the Jahim, from the Al-Haqqah, all those names of Qiyamah. May Allah keep us safe from that place and enter us into Jannah. Ameen. Tomorrow we'll talk about Surah Al-Asr. The surah, Imam Shafi'i said, if Allah only revealed this surah, if the whole Quran was Wal Asr, it would be enough for us. Imam Shafi said that this surah Wal Asr is enough of a lesson. The entire Quran is encompassed in it. So we'll talk about it inshallah in 20 minutes tomorrow, if Allah permits. Ameen. Last night's question, we said, what is the thing that weighs the most, the Nabi says, on your scales on Qiyamah? It's good character. And tonight's question, I didn't actually give Ubaid and them a question, so we'll give a spot question on here. A spot question. Yes?
Do
Is there a question? Ah, Ubayd came up with a question on his own. Let's see what he came up with. The meaning of at-takathur is the rivalry, the time, the calamity, the hellfire. It's a good question. So the name of the surah, at-takathur, what is the name? What is the meaning of the surah? Al-haakum at-takathur. What is distracting you? Is time distracting you? Is calamity distracting to you? Is the hellfire distracting to you? Distracting you, or the rivalry in the dunya distracting you? The answer is easy, inshaAllah. So, jazakAllah Ubayd for that question. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.